You're listening to Sky Aspects with Cleopatra Jade, a podcast about astrological topics, also full and new moons. Enjoy, guys.
Hey, guys. We have the new moon at 9 degrees of Gemini occurring around 4:30 a.m. Pacific, which is 7:30 a.m. Eastern. Check your local time to see when this lunation is occurring for you. And we have an interesting new moon in Gemini going on. The chart ruler is actually in retrograde, like it was last year in retrograde in Gemini in its home sign. But the only difference is, well, two differences are, this is not an eclipse, so there are no more eclipses in Gemini because we have them now in Taurus and Scorpio, in the Taurus and Scorpio axis. And currently at the time of this new moon, Mercury happens to be in Taurus. Even though it has retrograded in Gemini this year, it is a hybrid retrograde. So the last few degrees are in Taurus, and we had the beginning degrees in Gemini, and so now it's retrograded back to Taurus. So either way, Mercury, the chart ruler, is in retrograde for this lunation.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
And this moon is a mixed bag one again. The moon isn't making many aspects other than the conjunction with the sun. And the chart ruler is the one getting the majority of the alignments. And there are a few harmonious ones, but there are some edgy ones that we have to tend with. And just looking at the vibes on the graph, we've got a lot of motivational energy. And motivational energy is good because we get things done. It is a steady stream over the next 2 days. Going to be a ton of drive and motivation to do what we need to do and to get through our goals. We'll be nice and fueled and revved up in a good way. I mean, obviously, a lot of complex alignments are attributing to that, and those complex alignments always help us get motivated and take action on the things that we need to take care of. So there's going to be a lot of that going on during this lunation. There is some solitude energy that's popping up on the graph. Again, there's some edgy stuff that's going on, so we may need some moments to ourselves just to take a breather from other people at times. The solitude energy is not as intense as it can be on certain charts. So this is where it's kind of like, okay, you need to take a moment to yourself to figure out what you're doing and what your game plan is. And that in itself is better than full-on solitude energy. There is some good luck energy going on. It is peaking out on the 31st. There is a little bit that's going on the 30th, mixed in with some romantic energy, which is pretty light as well. So there may be some flirty stuff going on, and there may be some opportunities for growth and betterment in your life. So now that we are here in this new moon spot and we can do Gemini without the eclipses, where do you see yourself in 6 months with this new moon in Gemini? What are you wanting to build by December 6th of 2022 in Gemini energy? This is a sign about flexibility. This is a sign about getting intellectual stimulation. This is a sign about being more playful. This is a sign about being objective. This is a sign about opening up your options and being more friendly, being multifaceted, being good at communication and writing and things like that. So what type of Gemini themes do you want to adopt within your life? Where do you want to start a new positive chapter in your Gemini script? Are you wanting to be able to look at things differently in life? In other words, are you wanting to be able to see so many different perspectives? Objectivity is everything. And when you're able to do that, you open your mind up to so many different possibilities other than your own opinions, other than your own beliefs and fact, or what you might think is the facts. And by doing this, it frees your mind from being one-sided. It allows you to see where other people are coming from. It allows you to see perspectives in a different way. In other words, you know, you can look at something from someone else's lens and see where you might need to tweak something on your side, or see where you might be going wrong on your side, and vice versa. Where it's kind of like you can see where that person's coming from if they've approached you about something that needs to shift in your life, or even a little bit of feedback, or just, you know, an opinion, or talking about different subjects with people and being able to see so many different angles of a situation. That takes a lot of intellect, that takes a lot of smarts to be able to do that. And if that's something that you're wanting to be able to do, so that way it's not so much that you're looking at things from a one point sort of view, then this is definitely the perfect energy to start in. And speaking of which, are you wanting to become more flexible in your life? Are you wanting to become more ambidextrous in your life? Flexibility, that also does go, it ties in hand in hand with objectivity in terms of being able to free up some areas in your life where you might have been too rigid with yourself or too rigid with others. This could really free you of having an easier schedule in your life, so you're able to do things, or you're able to be more spontaneous with certain things within your life and get out of whatever rut that you could possibly be in due to a lack of inflexibility. Inflexibility sometimes could be limiting yourself in different sources of your life. That could be friendships, that could be income, that could be dating. This is one of the things with Gemini energy, and this also ties into with having your options open, leaving your options open to things. When you do that, you're able to tap into unlimited resources for yourself, whether that is relationships and dating, friendships, income streams as well. Instead of having one source of income, you're opening yourself up to the possibilities of multiple streams of income. And if you're single, opening up your dating options instead of just putting all your eggs in one basket for one specific person, which if you're single, you should never do that. It's so impractical. It's not a good way to date. I know that Gemini gets a bad rap for this, but as long as you're single and you're not committed to someone and you've only been seeing them for like a week or whatever, there's nothing wrong with that. If you've only been seeing someone for a short period of time and there has been no commitment, it is really important to leave your options open and look at what else is out there. It allows you to see if this is the right situation for you or the wrong situation for you, and that you actually do have a little bit of variety in your life. Obviously, if you're in relationships, that's a no-go and not a good thing to do. But yeah, when you're dating and you're out there, it's perfectly fine to do that. And again, this also goes back to income streams and having multiple groups of friends. That way you have a little bit of diversity in your social life. Are you wanting to work on being a better communicator? This is a sign of communication. Whether that communication be through writing, whether that communication be through talking, communicating with people one-on-one or just over the phone or, you know, on Zoom and things like that. Are you wanting to have better communication skills, better interpersonal skills with the people that you know or people you're getting to know? Being able to have a fluid conversation with people it's a skill. It's definitely a soft skill, but it's definitely a skill nonetheless. Not everybody knows how to have, you know, good conversation with other people. Some people are more surface level than others. Some people take up the whole room and make the whole conversation about themselves. And then there are others who just don't give any feedback and don't bring anything to the conversation. Now, of course, obviously, I'm not faulting anyone for any of those things, but this is one of those situations where it's a good energy to channel if you're wanting to balance out the way you communicate and be an effective communicator for so many reasons, for your social life, for your love life, for your career, and anything else where it's important to have good communication. Another thing with Gemini energy, and something that has become so important, it's always been important, but I feel like the pandemic, everyone has realized that it's important to like where you are. It's important to like where you live. It's important to like your local environment being your city. So with this Gemini energy, are you okay with your local environment? Are you happy with your local environment? Are you feeling as though you need to explore more in your local environment or look for an environment that's perfect for you? This could be a time where you're looking at making a move. You're looking at making some sort of change to the current location you're at, so that way you can embrace an environment that is very much true to your heart. Gemini is a travel sign. Sagittarius is a travel sign. Gemini rules local travel by car. So this could be a cross-country move. This could be moving a few states over. This could be moving to another city within your state. If this were Sagittarius, it could be a travel over a body of water, so moving to another country. But those rules can apply for Gemini as well. That could be that sort of travel too, where you are looking at changing your environment to another country. So if you're looking to find the right local scene for you and you're wanting to start that off, this could be a time where you're building up a way to do so. You're creating a game plan for yourself so that way you can make that move. Now, that may not happen within 6 months, but it can, depending on how structured and how diligent you are with it. But this could be the right time to set intentions and plan for a big move like that. So use this Gemini energy to adopt a more flexible attitude and find the right environment that suits you. Let's look at these transits and see what we can expect from this lunation.
As a reminder, don't forget to like and subscribe and also share, because it does help this channel grow. Also, if you'd like to support the hard work of this channel, you can do so by buying me a fresh cup of coffee. There's a link in the description box below.
So So yeah, this is definitely an interesting lunation. The moon is not making a ton of alignments planets other than the sun. However, it is making alignments to Vesta and Juno. So this is definitely going to be about working through those committed relationships and those serious relationships with Juno there and Vesta there that make us feel at home, that make us feel comfortable, that definitely make us feel whole. This could be a new start for a lot of those types of relationships or a reboot to those types of relationships where things are finally going on the right path, the right direction, just starting a new chapter that's healthy for those types of relationships. The chart ruler, however, is in a lot of mixed company. The chart ruler has a bunch of mixed alignments that are going on with it. We still have that T-square going on with Saturn in the nodes, and Mercury is conjunct the North Node currently, opposed the South Node, connected with this T-square with Saturn. So we're having more conversations about what we need to get real with, what we need to upgrade in our life, what we need to be realistic about when it comes down to the ruts that we've put ourselves in. We need to think of a game plan when it comes down to self-imposed restrictions, so that way we're moving away from that and we're going into a place where we're more flexible, we're going into a place where we have more comfort and ease, and we're able to create a stable foundation that isn't built on rigidity. This is definitely going to be a time where you're feeling as though you need to upgrade certain circumstances in your life with all that Aquarius energy hitting Saturn, and with Mercury making that square to Saturn, I mean, there is definitely going to be a lot of harsh internal dialogue that we definitely need to work through. And, you know, a way to purge that internal dialogue and move to a place where we're healthy in our mind and we're not putting such hard restrictions and judgments on ourselves as well as others. Luckily, we've got some sextiles going on with Pluto and Mercury and Neptune. So this should put some ease in the air. This should make things feel more comfortable. This should help us put our focus on the right things, help our mind focus on the right things and the right strategies to help ourselves. Coming up with some sort of vision with the Neptune stuff that will actually pan out for us. A lot of times with Neptune, it's very hard to take action when it comes down to our vision, when it comes down to what we're fantasizing about, dreaming about. But with Pluto here involved in the sextile and all the other dynamic alignments that are going on, this could actually help us put some drive and ambition and focus and motivation to whatever it is that we're envisioning for ourselves. So yeah, as far as new moons go, again, edgy, sure, but at the same time, there's definitely a lot of pockets of opportunity that's coming from this that we can utilize for ourselves to get ourselves in a better place, bring some fun to our lives, bring some flexibility to our lives, and again, look and see if we're in the right environment for ourselves. Anyway, I hope you all have the best new moon in Gemini ever. Later, guys.